we saw the Gemara in Moikatan that midoraisa there are only four melachis that are usher in Shemitah for the karka. The pasuk says sadcha losis v'kamcha losizmor. Then it says stiach kitzircha losiksar in venizivecha losivsar. All other melachis are only drabanan. We discussed the question in terms of possibly being deraisa, in terms of the assay. Okay. Lamaisa, there's a whole list of melachis that are asa drabanan, and that those are discussed in the Mishnayis. And then you have the klalim as far as when they might be mutter. This is an inyan that we're not going to be able to get into, but the basic distinction that the Gemara makes between lo'ukmi ilana, ulavruya ilana, and many details that come into that. We discussed the melachis of Zviya and Zemira, and we discussed what would be as far as Noteya is concerned. Now, the inyan of Kitsira and Bitsira, which really, you could say, bridges the inyan of the Avodas HaKarka aspect of Shemitah, the Isurei Melacha in the Karka, in some way, because it's taking it it's a melacha of Kitsira, and the relationship to the Paris. Because, of course, then we're going to discuss the nature of Hilchis Shemitah for the Paris, the din that you have to be mafkir the Paris, they can't be guarded, and all the implications of Isurim, such as Schora, Hefsid, L'achla, B'lo L'schora, B'lachla L'lo Hefsid, B'lo L'melugma, and so on and so forth. What we're going to see today is that, and we already went meramis to this, that unlike the Isser of Zeriya, Sadchal Sizra, Kamachal Sizmor, which is an absolute Isser in terms of Avodas HaKarka, when it comes to the Isser of Kitsira Bitsira, you can't necessarily define it that way, because after all, the Pasuk goes on to say, the Torah goes on to say, V'haysa Shabbos Ars Lachem L'achla. That means that when you have fruit that naturally grows, like on the tree, then it's meant to be eaten by everybody. So you can't tell me that there's an absolute Isser in Kitsira, or maybe perhaps there are situations that are Isser in absolute fashion, we'll have to see. But certainly, with regard to that which you're going to be eating, so you can't tell me you can't be Kotzer. But then again, there may be something about the Torah's prohibition that is limiting the manner in which you are to be Kotzer. And that's really what can be the focus of our shir. How do we understand this pasuk? Again, we'll read the whole pasuk and try to translate it. Eis fiach kitzircha lo siktzor, ves inven izivecha lo siftzor, shnas shabasan yiyala aretz. Notice again, this is pashut in reading the words, the Torah is tracking the two situations of the previous pasuk. There's a sada and there's a keren, right? Just pashut to know how to read pashut chumash. Sadcha lo sizra, karmacha lo sizmar. There's a sada, there's a keren. There's an iser of zeriya, and the parallel to that is zemira, to promote growth by a keren. And now you have, regarding the produce that you might have, even though you weren't zoreya in a sada, but you could have aftergrowth. And that's what sviach is. Sviach means something which grew by itself. You look in Rashi on that pasuk, right, you didn't actually plant it, but it came out. It was something that fell into the ground. So the Torah doesn't say ktsircha because there's no katsir in a pashut way, but the sviach ktsircha. So here the Torah speaks about a sada and gives you the iser of ktsira on a sviach ktsircha, and then we go to a kerem. So we talked about a kerem. Again, you're not being zomer the kerem, but you have things that are growing on an uncultivated type of a vineyard. And here it says, inven nizirecha. Now the word nizirecha, we have to know exactly how to teach the word nizirecha, different ways to learn it, the Mefarshim and Chumash and so on. Maybe we'll get to the Ramban at some point. But lo siftzar is the parallel to a siktzar. So again, we have sada, we have kerem, we have the malacha of kitsira and malacha of bitsira, and this is the extent of the isurei lav that you have with the raisa in Shemitah. But what exactly is the nature of this iser of kitsira and bitsira? In what sense is it usser? Is it always usser? And in what sense is it mutter? And what does the Torah want us to get out of this isser and understand its parameters? So there are a number of comments in the Torah's Kohanim that, again, lend themselves to multiple interpretations, and that's where we're basically heading in the shir today. So let's first read a couple of things in the Toras Kohanim. And really, a lot of it's going to be trying to come back and explain what the implications of these various drushes are. The first comment of the Toras Kohanim, this is not so much directly our inyan, but you might as well at least get a little familiar with it. Mikan samchu, it's a sfiach kitzircha l'siktzor. So sfiach means something that grew by itself. Mikan samchu chachamim ala sfichin shiu asurim b'shvia. So the first comment is the following, and this is a world unto itself. The yisod of the issur sfichin. Sfichin is things that grow on their own. What is the halacha as far as eating, enjoying sfichin during shvia? So you probably heard already, we all heard the term sfichin, I imagine. Svichin are generally usur. That means vegetables that grew during Shemitah may not be eaten. Fruit, on the other hand, that grows on the tree during Shemitah, that's for everybody to enjoy. Shabbat ha'artzachem le'achla. Now, why can't you eat yirakos that grew during Shemitah? So according to one Tana, Rabbi Akiva, it's usur d'oraisa. The Torah asks a svichin, and it's based on a pasuk later on in Parshas Bahar, when it says that you're going to wonder and worry that hein lo nizra, v'lo nesov es tfuasenu. We can't plant, we can't sow, vizoreya, and we can't gather our tfua. So what do you mean? If you can't vizoreya, obviously there's no tfua to be osef. So the Kiva Darshan is, no, the complaint is as follows. Number one, we can't be Zoreah. Number two, even that which grew Memeil on its own during Shemitah, we can't eat that either. So that means it's an Issa Svichim Midoraisa. Shitas Chachamim is that Svichim are not Asa Midoraisa. But, according to the Torah's Kohanim here, Mikan Samchu, the fact that the Torah says Sviach Yitzich HaLosikzer is a smach that there's an Issa Svichim. Now, it's not Asa Midoraisa, it's Asa Drabban. Why is Asa Drabban? So the way the Rishonim explain it, the Rambam, for example, that there's a gzeira. The gzeira is that if you were to be matir svichin v'achila, then what could happen is a person could be quietly being zoreya without anyone knowing it. Then you'll have the yirakos that come out of his being zoreya ba'avera, and he'll say, oh, it was svichin. And therefore, because of that chshash, chacham asered svichin, even if we know for sure that it was not violation of Shemitah. So that's a din d'rabbanan. Okay. Now, there's a lot of details with svichin. Maybe there are cases that are exceptions. If it's a place that's not normally fertile for Zeriah, so you don't have the reason for the gzeira, so that could be examples. Because there are mishnayis, l'mashal, in mishnayis shvias, that talk about a case of a person eating a yerek. And it has to do with when you can have Issachora, when you don't have Issachora. Different Mishnayis. So what do you mean? You can't eat Yerakos anyway, because it's Shemitah and Sichin. The answer is, there are exceptions. There are cases that there was no Gzeira. Another, just for background, that's not our focus for today, just mentioning Sichin. Another Nafgamina, that it wouldn't be Smichin, and it could be Mutter to eat a Yerek from Shemitah. Let's say it grew during Shishis. But the halacha is that when you want to be koveya what year something is shaykh to, let's see, for maisvis, so the halacha is that when it comes to yirakos, you follow not the developmental stage called chanata, but you follow what? Lakita. The yirakos we get go after lakita. So on the one hand, if the growth was during shishis, but the Lakita was during Shvias, so it's Shaykh to be Yerek of Shisha, so it's not going to have the din of Svichin, according to many Rishonim, but it will have Kedusha Shvias, because the Lakita was during Shvias. This is Shita Saramban and Chumash and the Rash, that even if it grew somewhat during Shvias, but if the Iker Gidol was during Shishis and Lakita was during Shvias, it wouldn't be Svichin. The Shita Saram, on the other hand, is if there was some Gidol at all during Shvias, even if it was not the Iker Gidol, that could also go under the din of Svichin. So this is a big Bachokas, which is even a Gael Maisa today, in terms of whether you want to have Yerakos that were somewhat part of the growth of Shvias, but the Iker was Shishis, whether it would be Svichin or not. Bachokas Allah Maisa, even in terms of whether to be Choshish for the Rambam. But this is the first comment of the Torah's Kohanim, Mikan Samchu, That's the one comment of Sicha Ketzicha. Now, what we're going to focus on are the next comments of the Toras Kohanim. This is really very, very important. The next comment is on the next part of the pasuk. In vei nizirecha lo sivsar. The grapes of nizirecha, let's just leave that untranslated for now. Nizirecha has to do with, obviously, a kerem. That much we know. But what's nizirecha? Your something. Your kerem, let's say. You can't be botzer. You can't harvest. Suck the Toras Kohanim. Min hashamor ba'aretz ein atabotzer. Avo atabotzer min hamufkar. There's a difference between min hashamor and min hamufkar. Min hasham means something which was not given access to other people. You guarded it. You kept other people away. And that's where ein atabotzer. But min hamufkar atabotzer. That means that there's a difference in that there's a heter to be botzer min hamufkar, and there's an iser to be botzer min hashamor. Now, what do we mean by a heter and an iser? Does the heter have any caveats? Does the iser have any caveats? Does an iser have caveats that might be mutter in some cases? Does the heter have caveats that might be usher in some cases? This is sort of totally in what we do with the next part of Toras Kohanim and understand the relationship between the two comments, the one that we just read and the one that follows. Namely, the following. Vayter, says the Toras Kohanim, lo sivsar, that lo sivsar kederech habotzrim. Then we say not to be botzer, these grapes, you can't do it in the manner of people who, in the way they usually do the betzira. And here the Toras Kohanim quotes a Mishnah in Mishnai Tzach, in Mishnai Shvius, Mikan Amru. From here they said the following. Te'enim shel Shvius, the figs of Shvius, ein kotzim osa b'mukze, aval kotza osa b'churva. There's a shinoi in how you process it. Now, let's take one shot right now. We're discussing not what happens after your tolish in the way that you process it later, but the status of taking it off the tree itself. So you can use one type of a tool, which is the more commonly used tool. That's called a mukze. That type of an implement is not to be used when you harvest the figs. What you could do is some sort of more of a primitive tool, a knife, which is not the normal way to do it. So that's one way to read this. And therefore, that's called not to do it kederach habotzim. Kederach habotzim is to use the mukze implement, and b'churva is to use something which is not the normal instrument. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is clearly not discussing the taking it off the tree. Pashtus, it's referring, as you can see, to what happens later. In dorchen anavim begas, which is a very big vat, when you're going to press the grapes, avo dorchen ba'areva. So clearly that is a halacha as well, that you have to also be mishana in the manner in which you're going to take the fruit and do something to it later. You can't. You have to use a smaller type of a pail, if you will. In osim zaysim the bad of a kutvi, these are ways that you process the olives in the normal manner that they use in the Beis Chabad. Of a kotesh machdes lebdida, smaller type of an area. Shimon says aftochin ubebad, the bad you could use, but machdes lebdida. But afterwards you use a bedida. But now, the comment of the Toras Kohanim that says that you have to be mishana and not do kederach habotzim. So the question is like this. Does that restriction refer to the case that we said before that shamor is a problem? In other words, when is shamor a problem? Min hashamor. If you're going to do kederach habotzim, but if you, again, you did something already that wasn't so good, you were shomer in the Paris, but then subsequent to that, you can do a shinoi, then it will be okay. And if you learn pshat like that, then it could also follow, doesn't have to, but it could, that if we're talking about something that from the very beginning it was not shomer, it was always available, then there's no reason to have to do any type of a shinoi. It's mutter, straight out. What I just told you is the sheet of the Rash. Again, it'll be easier if I tell you outside, then we'll see some more things inside. According to the Rash, the halach of kederach habotzrim is stated with regard to shamor. But when it's mufkar, then you don't have to change anything about the way you usually do it, and then it's straightforward, be botzer like you want. Now, the other way to read it, and now I'm going to give you the other extreme, and this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll see he has other support from other Gemaras, that it goes like this. You see, there's another comment of Torah's Kohanim that Rabbeinu Tam is going to rely on. Let me flash ahead with you for a second, then I'll explain better. Look at source 11 in the Torah's Kohanim. The pasuk is V'haisa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla. Right? That's the other pasuk that follows. Says the Torah's Kohanim, Min HaShavos Ba'aretz Ata Ochel V'ein Ata Ochel Min HaShamur. Let's pause right there. You can eat from that which is Shavos, but not which is Shamur. So Rabbeinu Tam takes that Torah's Kohanim, pairs it with the Torah's Kohanim that we just read in source number 2, and he comes out with the following shita. If the peros were shamur, then it's completely usser, it's a new isser. You cannot, nobody, it comes out, can eat these peros. If you went against the Torah's directive that it has to be made available to everybody as hefker, and instead you were shomer it, you guarded it, you put a gate around it, then the status of the peros is usser, usser, usser. So there's nothing to talk about. Derech Avos, not Derech Avos, it's all usser. When does the Torah's Kohanim, therefore, give us this caveat that lo tivso kederech avotzim, that's talking about a case where it's not shamur, it's min hamufkar, but then there's this extra requirement that it's only mutter if you do it kederech avotzim, and not in a normal type of a manner. Okay, that's the other extreme. Now, of course, one could also take the position that shamur is not usser in the absolute way, but say that this halacha, the Torah's Kohanim, that you need to do a shinoi, if you will, not kederech avotzim, it's true, bein b'shamur bein, in other words, no cases. Shamur is not usser. It doesn't become usser. But then, of course, you have to make it available at some point for everybody, even though originally you were a bad guy. And then you can do it in a way that's allowed by every situation. And then the din is not that mufkar, it's always mutter. It's always requiring a shinoi. Okay, these are really the range, and many hold that that's Shita Saramba. Now, there's another point that I mentioned already now within the Rambam. When we're going to see the Lashon HaRosh HaRam, you'll see that the specifics of Kederech HaBotzrim, the Rambam has a different position. He says it has to do with the quantity, not necessarily the quality and the way you cut it. So therefore, I mean, like just like the Hemshech of the Mishnah talks about the processing, so that's clear. So the Rambam holds that the Kederech HaBotzrim, the initial part of the Torah's Kohanim, is how much you're going to be processing at a time. Okay. Lamaisa, let's now go on and see some of the makoros underlying these various shitas, and then we'll come back to more details as far as how we understand, how we conceptualize the isser of Kitsira Bitsira. Because now it's sort of like interest, it's sort of straddling two different worlds, if you will. Where Zriya and Zmira is an isser that you can define pashtas as avodas akaka type of isser, just like on Shabbos is an isser to be Zoreya, and so on. So that's as far as Zariah and Zemira is concerned. But when we talk about Ketsira, Bitsira, so now that we're talking about Kederach HaKotzrim as opposed to Shlo Kederach HaKotzrim, so like what exactly is the nature or definition of this Isser? It's not an absolute Isser. It's sort of an Isser, but it seems to have in it some angle that connects to how you treat the Peros. Okay, so what exactly does that mean? Okay, there is a makor that Rabbeinu Tam, and he's found in Yevamis, also in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, which I know you're learning, Yaakov, right? So in Sukkah, so this is a shita, that shamur is asa. There is a statement in the Tesefta that Gemara quotes at the end of Yevamis. And the Shalos had to learn pshat in this case. The non-Jew screams, he has peros, and he comes forward and he says, come take these peros, they're amazing. Now, what he tries to do in terms of praising these fruits, he uses different types of expressions that he thinks make the peros more appealing, but we know that it may be a problem. It may not be the case. So one of the things that he says is peros azakain. No one knows exactly pshat, peros azak, what peros azak. Is it a place? Is it mina status? Then he goes on, peros arla, peros revai. Again, in his mind, these are good things. But if they're true, then we have a problem. So Yishalis, can you believe him? And therefore, us to buy it? So, he's just doing it in order to impress everybody that he's got good produce, but you don't have to take it seriously, therefore it's not us. What is Peres Asik? What's wrong with it? What does it mean? Okay, so Rashi says like this. Shel Arlehein, it means it's new, newly planted within 3 years, and Rashi seems to think, based on his pshat, it's a better peri than an old tree. Okay, it's interesting, Stam, to know that that's the case. The Rambam, and I think in the Morah, seems to think that the pears of the first 3 years are usually not as good, not as healthy, maybe poisonous. Okay, loya there. But this Gemara is mashka that the newer fruit is actually tastier. Loya there. Arinyan. Shalazeka. Rashi brings a pshat from Rabosav. Pardes m'uzak. Azeka means that it's gated. Like it says, for example, in Shiras HaKerem, in the beginning of Yeshaya, those who know, I think it's Kapitel Hey, Shivan Ali Didi, Shiras Dodi Lakamo, Kwai So being the Kerem, and person doesn't tend his Kerem. So it says, Vayas Keu, Vayasakleu. So he made a fence around it, and he took away all the stones and boulders. So Vayas Keu. It means the Lashon of making a gate. So Azeka means it's a Pardes Me'uzak, the Geder Saviv Lo Lishomra, Vishnas Hashvis. So he's saying that, see, it wasn't handled and nothing came in. It was protected. It's mamish spitz fruit, right? It's totally, now again, but wait a second. Is that a good thing for us or not? So this assumption is that that would be a problem. And this would be the makar that shamur is us. Now, Rashi doesn't really understand such a pshat, v'kashali. D'ma yisa yeshkan. What would be the problem? Manafshach. Im avez man biur. Beer is an inya by itself that maybe we'll have to talk about or not. I'm not sure how much time we'll have to discuss, maybe a topic of beer. Beer is another aspect of Shemitah, that at a certain point, the peros can no longer be held by you in the house. So either it means you have to remove it and take it outside, be mafkirit. According to the Rambam, it means you actually have to destroy it. Gather like nosara by kudshin. After a certain point, it becomes usur. But Rashi says like this. You can't eat it right now in the state that it's post beer, no matter whether it was mishuma or mufkar. So Rashi doesn't understand what kind of isser he's talking about. Rashi doesn't accept that shama should be asa. Okay, and Rashi therefore has a different pshat. If you see further, Rashi, it's a city in Eretz Yisrael that has very good fruit, and therefore he's saying he came from that place. And he's from Chutzlar, he's in Chutzlar, so he says it came from Azeka. You don't have to be worried that maybe it's from Eretz Yisrael, like he says, and it wasn't taken off Meiser from it, and it's not true. You can assume it's from Chutzlar, which is where the guy is from. So it's a whole new pshat of Rashi, but it's not the pshat of the Rabos of Shorashi. Tosus brings Rabbeinu Tam to respond to Rashi's kasha. The end of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, clearly, Shomer is Aser. I have a Toras Kohanim to support that. Right? So it's clear that Shomer is Aser. Interesting, Kasha the Tos asks here in Yevamis, as well as in Rosh Hashanah and the Menachis, Stam Kasha, like this, might as well speak it out, we just came off of Shavuos. You have like this. You have the din to bring the Omer on the second day of Pesach, right? Menasa Orim, and you have the din to bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, right? Now the problem is that what happens during Shemitah year? So you have a chiv to bring the Omer Shtei Alechem, but if you don't have much growing during Shemitah, so where are you going to get the Saorim? Where are you going to get the chitim for Shtei Alechem and Saorim for the Omer? The answer is tzvich, right? So the question is. So these people who are guarding what's being growing on its own, they have to make sure that it doesn't get taken, right? So they got paid from whatever funds, Truma Salishka funds. But meanwhile, there was Shomer Svichim. Fractosis, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Shomer is Usser, it comes out that it will be such a situation will be Usser for us, for regular people. There's a klal in terms of karbanis called Mimashke Yisrael, that what's usher for a head yot is usher gavoa. This is Tosus Kasha, numerous places in Shas. So Tosus asks, that's the next part of the Tosus in Yevamis, that Shem Esvichim get pay from Tumas Alishka, let it be a problem. Mashke Yisrael, when I'm Mutali Yisrael, Mishumar Asal Yisrael. According to Rashi, it's not a kasha, there's no Yisrael Shamur. But at Beit Tam, we have to deal with this kasha. And he gives the teretz that he gives in the various places that the answer is that they only were Shomer it from animals. As far as people, and that doesn't make a problem of Shamur. So as people, they were just people. People on their own recognize, oh, it's for the karbanos. So they wouldn't take it. That doesn't make a nisav shamar. But now the end of Tosfos comes back to the rabbinical time, and this is what we said before. This isav shamar doesn't have any limitations, no exceptions. Shamar is us. What's mutter? Minam mufka. So now, if the comment of Tosfos Kohanim that you can't be boatzer kederach haboatzrim, can't be going on shamur, that's always us. So this is what Tosfos says further. Umufkar nami lo shari lipsar, right? They're in Tosfos Yevamos. That which is mutter by mufkar is only mutter elai de shinui. With Tosfos Kohanim, diktani minam shumar yata botzer, haino afi elai de shinui. In other words, minam shumar is always us. Shinui doesn't change that. Because shamur is us. That's the pshat in the case of Nachri that he says, pardis mu'uzak. That's an Yisr of Shamar. That's the Tosfos Kohanim, you see, source 11. Yata ocha mina shamur. So when the Tosfos Kohanim says over here, mina shamur yata botzer, it's not just botzer, it's ochel also. Right? Avo ata botzer mina mufkar, meaning al yedei shinoi, which is what it says right afterwards. So we have the Rash mitzad echad, Rabbeinu Tam on the other side. The Ramban does not agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see, the Ramban, okay, we're going to Keseder here. It says, Rabbeinu Tam Heshiv from the Tosfos Kohanim. Alm Peres Menam Mishumar Kodin Tam Bir Anam Yasurin. Rashi in Pirush HaTorah, which we'll get to, says like this. What's in the word Nizirecha? That word we didn't want to translate exactly. In vein Nizirecha. So we have this week's Pasha, Rabbo say, is Nazir. His Pasha is Nazir, has Nazir in it. Nazir means, the Shosh word Nazir means what? The word Nazir, the Shosh is found many, many times there, right? Yavashaycha Yazir, Neder Nazir, Hazir Hashem, Yazir, Yazir, Nazir, Nazir. What does the Nazir mean?
Separating.
It also means crown. Maybe there's a connection. Like Koyme Nizro, but it also means Nazir, Kavarosho, fine. Separation. So Rashi says as follows. In Venizibecha, the grapes that hifrashta v'inzarta osam ibnei adam. So Rashi takes the word nizirecha means that you were, a way of saying you were shomer it. Again, sviach kitzircha is the sviach of your kitzir, finished. In Venizibecha means yanavim, that you were not complying with the directive of the Torah being mafkir. So lo tivsa osam kederecha batzir. Those things which are shamur, because you are nezivecha, you are mafish other people from it, you can't be both of them in a normal way. Oh, no, bem hefker. You have, rather, means you have to undo what you did and treat it like hefker. Kolomar. So it comes out, what did the Torah say? Did the Torah ask the shamur, or the Torah said, if you're shamur it, do a corrective on it. Undo the damage that you just did. Vimafker it. But not that it becomes us because he was shomer. That's according to Rashi and Chumash. It's mamish his pshat and Chumash is mamish lehedya the local Rabbeinu Tam. Kolama shaloba kasuv el liten lav al meshamer karma ubotzeros of enamath kiret. So lav, according to Rashi, of that which you were shomer. That's how Rashi is going to read the words in vain nizirecha lo siftzor ukin chedarshu. Which is similar to the drasha in the sifra. Will tivsa kederach abot for mikan amru teinim shel shvius en kotsnas of bimuksa alma ein ba'em imashma kosv el sheinuk ben hefker the lo sheyasu appears to gamin. We'll come back to that Rashi in more detail. What the Mishnah that the Torah's Kohanim quoted, as I mentioned before, that's in Perek Ches teinim shel shvius en kotsnas of bimuksa v'kotsn b'chorva and then so on anavim and zaysim. That's what we had quoted. So what exactly does it mean? So the Rabbeinu Avadim Bar Tanura says, pshat that we said before, b'mukse means a kliya miyuchad lakotz bo te'enim is called mukse, a specialized tool that was used to cut off the grapes from the figs you use in the tree. The charva is a second, so it's not the specialized tool. The taima, why is it that you can only use this not typical tool? Because it says, in Benizbecha, Lositza Kederach HaBotzim. That's exactly the Pshat Mishnah. Now, the Rambam, in his Perush HaMishnayis, learns that we're not discussing taking it off the tree, but rather what happens subsequent to that. The Rambam explains, V'akavana v'choze. In other words, mukza means, look at the first line first, Shem ha-makom she-shotchen bo ha-perus. In other words, mukza means like kayitz. Kayitz means when something is drying out, right? Later on. We're not talking about taking off the tree. We're talking about drying the figs afterwards, right? They use it all the time, the expression. Yes. It's going, what?
Mishnah
Chaskasabatim. Right, kayitz. So the Rambam learns, when you're going to this yabesh, to eina anavim and so on. V'akavana b'chozeh she'tzorach l'shanos v'shelo yis'asek b'peretz shviyas. It's what you do when you're involved with the prayer, with the processing later. K'derach she'mis'asek b'shashonim v'hu f'sha'omar v'nivinizvecha lo sivtzor. And the Rambam explains, now v'iyef shalom esheretzon v'pasik z'alas ha'psil. Gami, Torah can't stop the asering b'tzira because it says it's mutter to eat. V'yis'e shabbos ha'mo'ochla. V'nizkavi kano k'mo shabiyaru b'sifro lo sivtzor k'degen ha'botzvim. Kanamru and so on. Okay, so but the Rambam doesn't seem to make a distinction, see in the Yatsun as well, between Shamur and Mufkar. For the Rambam, this halacha is across the board, the Pashtus. Like we have the Binu Tam that Shamur is absolutely Yasser, and now Mufkar has these restrictions, and the restrictions would be regarding how you kotzer it from the tree and so on. And the Rambam says it has to do with what you do afterwards, but the Rambam doesn't seem to say that Shamur is Yasser. Now the Rash, on the other hand, he's the most cool Ashita. He says the kua masnis and maisi hasam the koma diasvin ha'cha ha'inu mina meshumar avan mufkar shavi ki urche. So here you have the Rash, black and white, on that Mishnah. That's where the Rash is found on that Mishnah Perches. That when the Mishnah talks about these shinuyim, which is really a reflection of that din in the Torah's Kohanim of lo tibzor kedera chabotzrim, that's stated with regard to Shamu. But what do you have by Minha Mufkar? Straightforward, Mut. Okay, and then you have the Torah's Kohanim as you see here. And again, the Torah's Kohanim is interpreted by Benotam to mean absolute Isser Min HaShamu. Okay, now, like this. Let's do a little bit more. Just I'm going to highlight like this. The next couple of sources goes back to the Gemara in Yevamos and what Azeka means. I don't want to dwell on it. I just want to point out that there's a third pshat that this could speak to another inyan that we're not going to discuss today. We talked about we're dealing with Shamur right now, where there's an Isser Shamur. Another related question, what about Nevad? Somebody violates Shemitah and does Avodas Karka. And now there's this fruit. Does, or whatever it is that results, is there an Isser at this point? If never, if it's Shelo Kedin, someone violated Shemitah. So do we say, yes, we had it in your being Oker, when your presence Notea, whatever. So this is the Ramban. He wants to say that Azeka is a certain type of Malacha that was done, and it was in the category of Avruya Ilana, which we said is the Isser category, not Lukme Ilana, and that's what he says, if the Peros came about through Avodas Shvius, that's the Pshat, according to Ramban, in Azeka. So it's the third Pshat. And the Ritva and the Rashba say the same Pshat. The Lashon of Rashi in Chumash, that the Ramban is now going to analyze. Okay, back to the Pasuk. Sviach Kitzircha. Rashi says, Sviach Tzircha means you didn't plant it, it just grew by itself. That's Sviach. Fine. Lo Siktzor, Rashi teaches like this in Chumash. Lios Machzik Bo Kishar Kotzir. What does Lo Siktzor mean? Teach the words. To be Machzik it, like regular Kotzir, Elehefke Yelako. So the Torah is trying to emphasize in the Lo Siktzor the inyan of not to demonstrate Bailus. Lo Siktzor in the Gderach HaKotzim, if you will. Nizi Recha, we already saw the Rabban quoting Rashi in his Pirush on Rabbi Yevamos. Rashi he quotes Rashi Nizi Recha means that you were shomerich in zarta v'fashta b'nei adam mehem v'lo ifkarta. So this that you did a no, you were nozer, you kept the peiros away from other people, the grapes. Lo sibzer osam and osam in a boat se elmanam mufka. Now The Ramban in Chumash is a very long Ramban on this pasuk. It really opens up many yesodos in Yoni Shemitah. We're going to try to keep our focus on what we're doing today, but the Ramban is going to discuss a lot of things here. It's kedai to learn it and relearn it, because I really want to get after that to the Rambam and try to focus on a very important inyan within our topic. Hopefully we'll get to it. So the Ramban starts like this. Hakavana l'rabazeh. So what do you see, number one, in Rashi? Is Shomer Aser like Rabbeinu Tam or not? What do you see in Rashi and Chumash? We saw right Rashi and Yivamis that way, but Rashi and Chumash is pretty clear. The Torah is not Asering Shomer. It's saying, don't keep it as Shomer. So, Vakavana l'rabazeh, Shehu Sover, Shashomer Sadeu Perosa B'Shviz, Ena Peres Nesaren. Right? Mefurish and Rashi and Chumash, the Chen Kasa B'Pirusha B'Sach Yivamis, and B'Sach Esukah, the Chen Adavazeh B'in Dintar B'Rais B'Rus. I, the Torah's Kohanim, in Benizibach HaLosiv Tzar Min HaShomer Ba'aretz. This is the source number 11 that we highlighted that Rabbeinu Tam relies on. Min HaShomer Ba'aretz Ein HaTabotzer Ava Tabotzer Min HaMufkar. Or is that not? Maybe this is the other... No, sorry. Take that back. This is source two. This is the Torah's Kohanim of Menasham Ba'aretz Eitabotzer. So, what does that mean? It doesn't mean Isra Achila. Rather, Yefarish Harav Loma Inven Nizirus Lo Tzisa Ben Nizirusa. You can be Botzer in the status of being Shomer Avotafkir Akoba Tivsam Enaniyim. In other words, don't be Botzer as the exclusive Bailer, but allow it to be harvested by everybody. Okay, but now the Ramban wants to tweak a little bit the diktuk of the pasuk. Now, for Rashi, the nizirecha means that you had these grapes on the tree that you were shomer and kept away from everybody else. That's nizirecha. Ramban, Kedar collects in a pashanut level, tries to make the pasuk more, you know, parallel to before, because the case of stiach ketzircha wasn't saying anything about the fact that you kept people away from it. It's just one group by itself, right? Stiach ketzircha. Suddenly, in Benizrecha for Rashi means this extra aspect that you were mafish from other people. And then it doesn't really parallel the first part of the pasuk, right? But the Ramban wants to make it parallel. So he says a very beautiful pshat, very connected to the etymology of the word Zirecha. Hanachon, Pirsha Kasa Nizrecha, Kimos Diach Kitzircha. In other words, it's going to be another way of saying by a kerem what we just said before by a sada. And the lo sivsar kemo lo sixar. Ke'im b'chol ha-parsha, yichbo ha-din b'shneem, yazi b'sada v'yazi b'keren. Tiz v'sadecha, tiz v'kamecha. Sadcho lo sivsma, kamecha lo sivsma. The other pasuk in Mishpatim. Sheshem tiz v'sadecha, and then kein tasa v'charmecha. U'pirash ha-kosov like this. Ke'atzomneach me'eila b'sada me'bri charisha v'zriya lo das, without conscious charisha v'zriya yikare sviach k'tzircha. Because it will by itself. Soon nisbach u'kartzir ha-sada shavit. It's sort of a tag along to whatever was harvested the previous year. Mikzeres nisbach u'abes Yaakov, and so on. Va'agefen shelo avado v'lo chafer v'lo zamar, an uncultivated vine. In other words, you didn't do what you normally do for a vine. You weren't chofer, you didn't do zmira, yikare nazir. That's a way of saying that it's uncultivated. Ki zero b'fishem imeno ki u'edishlo knows, you didn't bother with it. Not you mafresh it from other people. You didn't tend to it. An untended vine is called nizirecha. Mikzeres ha'shen naso me'alai b'gileyem pirshum imeni. You'll perish from this. V'chei v'nozik ha'shem v'nei Yisrael v'ama ungas shivkach she'en nachto sam l'shom v'shem. So let it just grow thorns and so on. And then another aspect, be talking ki minag be Yisrael, the Kal Yisrael, the minag is that kama shehu basa lo yizam v'lo yaved v'ol sham v'shayis yikaru lo nazir. Knows by definition, a kerem that nobody bothered with is called a nazir kerem because shehu kerem ha nazir, because a nazir doesn't go anywhere near a kerem. So any type of a kerem that nobody tended is called a nazir kerem. He doesn't work his karen because he's not allowed to eat grapes. Ki ken yikras tziha aruch al shem nazir, just like the long hair is called by the name nazir, it goes in nizrich v'ashrichi, and that's in v'nizirecha. So for the Ramban, on a pshat level, he deviates from Rashi in the word nizirecha. In v'nizirecha means the same thing as tziach k'tzircha. You didn't do zariya and harisha, and it grew. You didn't do anything to this karen, and the grapes are on it. Okay. And meanwhile, lo sivsa. So it's the same thing as lo sivsa. Va'akra, shem somchem, me'bri avodas hakerem. Now, what is the pasuk saying? Now that we did the parshanut of it, what's the pasuk saying? It grew by itself. You're not going to be kosher. What grows by itself on the vineyard? So what is the nature of the lav? What is the Torah saying here? Uperish halavim means like this. You're not allowed to be kosher for your own exclusive use. It should be shnasabason from zmira v'zmira that we talked about in the early part of the pasuk, the previous pasuk. Whatever goes by itself, it should be a shvisa that it shouldn't be you. Okay, so now we have the Ramban. Now the Ramban's going to go on to talk about svichin. We'll leave this for now. And then he goes on to other inyanim. Maybe we'll leave this part. We'll see for next year. Because again, he's going to get other inyanim, binogeya shmita. I want to do the following. I'll look at a few Rambams with you, and then I'm going to open up the issue like this. Does this mean, so where we're holding right now, l'chayra, there doesn't seem to be anything about kisira b'tzira that is an isser from the perspective of avodah sakak. It sounds like the isser kisira b'tzira sounds like it's really in the manner of, you could say, horaz bailus. Don't be kotzer botzer in a normal way. Whether that's true both by min hashamor and min hamufker, like the Rambam would be mashma. Whether it's speaking only about a case of mufker, but because shamor is always usser, that's the pshad in according to Rabbi Eltan. Whether it's talking only min hashamor and mufker stam mutter. So it comes out that we don't really have a scenario that there could be an Isser Ketzira B'Tzira in the same type of way that we would imagine when we talked about the Sugya in Moed Katan, that there's an Isser for Avodos, a Torah Aser. It's not really the same. There's Zriya and Zmira, which we could speak about as an Isser per se of the Avodas HaKarka. And now we have this second Pasuk that's of a very different nature. Is that really true, or is there anything in Ksira B'Tzira that can also speak to Avodas HaKarka, or can we put these two psukim together in under one umbrella? Or is it like two different worlds? Or is there any kind of an overlap? You were going? You're asking? No, is there an overlap between the two psukim? Okay. So look a few Rambams, and we'll see some Achronim on this. The Rambam, there are some diyukim that we can make from the Rambam. Sefer Mitzvahs first, we did this the first shiur, I think. Reish Chabez, Reish Chav Gimel. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Reish Chabez, Hiziranu, Miktsor, Mashet Tatsmiach Ha'aretz Me'atzma, B'Shana Shvi'es, Kimosh Niksa B'chol Shana. So we're not allowed to be kotzer what grows during Shemitah, like we do every year. U'bir Zeh, Shanachlan Vizharnu, Me'avodas Ha'aretz, Me'avodas Ha'ilanus, B'Shnas Shemitah, K'mosh Kadem Zichro. So first of all, we're warned not to do avodah sa'aretz and avodah sa'ilanos, like we mentioned. Umashet tatzniach ha'aretz mimashet zara b'b'shana shishis, what grows on its own from what was planted in the previous year, b'hushikar yisliach, mutu l'ochum b'tar b'shana shvis, it's mutu to eat, avo, ena mutu l'ano l'ikzer also el b'shinim b'yan ha'idua. It's only mutu to be kotzer it with a shinui, v'wam yis'ale, es sviach tzichar l'sikzar, ena ret shalom ha'shir ikzer b'z Can't tell me you can absolutely not be kosher. You can't be kosher like you do every year, but in a manner that shows it to be hefker. Right? That's by Gabe, the inyan of Kitsira. And then the Ram goes on by the next Rosase. So we talked about Ketzira. Now we're talking about Losivtsar. The Torah speaks about Kerem. For the Rambam, it's all the same. Kerem, all Ilanus are all the same halacha. So whatever grows on the tree, you can't gather in what's on the tree like you do every year. Here it's not like a happenstance that happened to grow. It grows. What's on the tree grows. The other thing is a sviach. It's an aftergrowth. This is what's on the tree. So nasos b'shinoi lahoros shehu hefkavu amro in benisirachol sivtsar uba pirush lasivtsar kiderach abotzvim That's the Mishnah. Paragraph. Now, like this. Let's do the following. The Rambam in Perek Dalet. Now it's going to open up a little bit more. You could have the other Rambams from the other day. We can raise seat in the Rambam. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, and then Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Beis. Lashon Rambam, beginning of Perek Dalet. Kol shetotzi ha'aretz b'shana shviyis. I'm going to just start from the beginning of the halacha if you have the Rambam before. Whatever grows nimeila, bein min azera shenafal ba mikodem shviyis, what fell from before shviyis and now just something grew from it, bein min ha'ikrim shenikzu b'kodem b'chaz b'asu shen b'ikus sviyach, bein min ha'sav ha'yrokos sh'ol mi'alein b'ilam zera. So all this are kol mutter lochem in the Torah. That's not a svichin problem. It's only the rabban svichin is a problem, but midrash it's mutter. Then the Ram continues at the end. So what does it mean? You can't be kotzer svich tzircha. Shelo yiksor kederach shekotzer b'chol shana. Right. And the Ram says it's a lot, right? V'im kotzer kederach hakotzvim loke. So a person would violate this law and get malchus if they did ketzira kederach hakotzim. Ketzad. Kigon shekotzer koasadeh. Now what's the Rambam's application? Kederach hakotzim. If your kotzer koasadeh, v'hemet kri v'dash babakar. And he made a whole pile out of it. So that means he didn't do small amounts at a time. He did everything. Oh, shekotzer lavodas ha'aretz. K'moshe bi'arno. What are those four words doing in the middle? What does that fit? The Rambam gives you another case. He sneaks in, tucked away in this Rambam, on a violation that brings Malchus, besides the case that sounds like because you made a hole, cut a lot, and you made a pile, as opposed to Matma'at, the Rambam says, that's a little bit of a giveaway. What is the pshat in those four words of the Rambam? We hear the diuk. Now, let's go to the end of the perek. Perek Dalid, halacha chav beis and on. Haperos, sheyotzi ha'ilan b'shviyis. Now we're talking about peros that come out. Lo yesef osam kederach she'oseh b'chol shana. You can't gather them like you'd gather every year, the peros. Shenemar, this is the second half of the pasuk, in ben zirecha lo sipsa. The imbatsar, listen to the two cases, Rabbi say, listen carefully. Imbatsar la avoda sa ilan, o shebatsar kederach habotzim lokin. Oh, so the Rambam gives you two applications of getting malchus to violate in virach osipsa. Not just batsar kederach habotzim, batsar la avoda sa ilan. What are we making of this Rambam? What's the pshat? And then he goes on. Kesed Oseh, right to the specifics. Tatum Shel Shviyas, Kotzim Lasim B'Muktzim, Yabeshu Lasim B'Charav, and so on. So there's a whole slew of Achronim that want to build the following Mahalach. I'll tell you who says like this. Let me start with the Torah Sivayim. Now he says it even within the Rash, and then we'll come to the Rambam. See, let's put the Rambam aside for a second. What did the Rash say? That Mina Mufkar doesn't Bachal have the din of Kederach HaKotzim. Straightforward mutter. That's strange. The Pasuk says, Lo Siksa. That's the case of Shamur. So the Torah, like in the Kumta in the Pasuk, there's no Isser of Ketzira for itself if it's Mina Mufkar. The Torah is talking about a person who did an Aveira. He was shomer it. And now the Torah says, so you, Baal Aveira, you, I want you to know, don't do worse. Strange. Odd, no? Says the Torah Zerayah in the Talmud of the Biskei Rav, it says in Shviyas on the Mishnah that we, and you have the Makoros, you can all look it over afterwards. The Mishnah Perakash Mishnah Vav, that Mishnah that the Rash comments on, Te'enam Shel Shviyas. It's Daf Ein Ches in Torah Zerayim. Did you copy it? Oh, so take a look with me. It was together. So he quotes the Rash. And he wonders the following. Included in the Mishnah are shinuyim that happen later. Right? The first case, the muksa versus charva, you can learn like the batanu, it's going on how you cut it from the tree. But then the later cases, anavim, you're not dorech begas, which is a very big vat, you're dorech ba'areva, and the zesim as well. And it sounds like it's all din doraisa. Again, the Ramban has its own sheet, made the Rambana, but Pashtus, he says doraisa. Mina mufkar is mutter completely. So he says, there should be a shinui in the maisa b'tzira, not in what happens later. Mama hani hashinui sha'os achakach b'drichas anovim tishas hazesim yas mutter b'shvuz ha'meikara. In other words, you were botzer regularly. This halacha is by shomer, right? By shomer. So you botzer regularly, and then later on, you didn't use a big vat, you used a small little tub. So that makes a mutter. Like, what happened? And then he says further, davka min ha'mishumar v'min ha'mufka shari ka'orche. So he says, Tosus has a kasha, but Messiah Pasha. The Gemara in a Moed Katan says, it's Mashman Moed Katan, there are four melachas that are asaf avodas ha'aretz. And no other melachas do rice, right? For the lav at least. What are they? The Gemara in Rava and Dav, the other day in Shir. What are they? Zviya, Zmira, Tzira, Betzira. Suddenly, it's not, what happened? The last two disappeared? That's not avodas ha'aretz. So according to the Rash, there's no such thing. Zakt the Torah Zerayim, listen to the Rambam's lashon. Near the Rambam is Hilchos Shmita Kasav, mitzvah saseh lishbos meavodas haaretz meavodas ha'ila. The ain alokem in haTorah ela alazvia alaznira v'alksir alabitzira. There you have to be shoveis from avodas haaretz avodas ha'ila, and he mentions four malachas. Reish Perek Dalet. The Rambam just read, Zeh Shenem HaSiach Siach HaSikzor, Shulutech Shulut B'chol Shana, Kosh Shekatzar Kwa Shadeh, huh? Oh, Shekatzar, those four words, Lavodas Ha'aretz. Halacha Chabdeis, we just read. Peres Yotzi'im B'Shviyas, we asked them, the Rebbein Barzal, Lavodas Ha'ilan, Loken, Ketzad, and so on. Harim Evor, the Bekra, the Lo Yisiv Sikzor, Lo Yisiv Sor, Nicha Bo Trey Din, Yizak the Torah Zerayim, that this is Mamash, we should take away from the share now. In this pasuk, there are two dinim. One, din avodas ha'aretz, avodas ha'ilan. You can't run away from that. That's the sugya in Moed Katan. There's a din of avodas ha'aretz, avodas ha'ilan. Meleches kitzira ubitzira atzma hu de'asira. No, just like we said, there's an iser zriya and iser zmira. There's an iser kitzira and iser bitzira. If you are going to violate it from that angle, nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to alter that fact that you violated it by doing that melacha. That you're going to do afterwards, basifa, bedricha, ketisha. But the difference is that this is when you did the ktsira for what agenda? You did it in kivein avodas arts for ilan. If you're doing the ktsira b'tzira for the sake of the aretz, for the sake of the ilan, in other words, it benefits the earth that you're going to harvest its fruit, and it benefits the ilan that you're taking off its fruit, and the aretz where you take the whatever the grain is, so then it's a malacha that's usher as a malach. Then there's a different, this issue also relates from a different angle, from the perspective of Vasifas HaPeres. It's not for the sake of the ilan, it's for the sake of the peres. That's where you can talk about whether there are restrictions and when. The old ikadin basiva satuva peris shelo yosef osam kedach shosim bechoshana. That's the drasha toris kohanim will siksak derecha kotsim will siksak derecha botsim ubhach dina hu derminan that the gam hashinu shosam bedisha bedricha tisha mahani that if you show afterwards that when you took it off it's all process a tahalich you take it off the tree and then you do this you make it the base abad. So what you do if you do it in a bialystic way then it's a problem. If you do it in non-light bialystic way, so that could be defined by what you did later on. Umeata Nira says, the Rash doesn't disagree, says the Torah Zerayim. The Rash doesn't disagree. So when does the Mishnah say that there's a shinui that's necessary and if you do the shinui, it's okay? That's when your kavana was not lavodas sa'art v'risa ilan, your kavana was for the sifas ha'peres. And And this, that the Rashi, therefore, the Rashi says a blanket statement, min ha-mufker is mutter. Chas v'shom, he didn't mean if you can do avodas ha'aretz. Umad, the chas v'shom, min ha-mufker mutter, eino b'hach din v'asif is ha-peres. But within the halach avodas ha'aretz, im kimon sa'ilon, afim ha-mufker aser, misham mulachas, k'sir rabit sirok, k'sir spesh mary cut. That's the sugi mary cut. So there's two different worlds here, both are true. Okay, this is the Vort of Torah's Zvayim. The Rav David Soloveitchik, that's out, just ended, he had a yard sale too long ago, the Sefer and Chumash, Mishum Shuri Agramad, Alatora, he has the same diuk that we made in the Rambam, but he takes it a step beyond. Interesting. I'll read a little bit from what he has. He has, the Rambam starts off, yeah, let me see. So Yavod Avodas Haaretz. Well, Yitzhar Kestiach Kederacha Kotzvim, or Yitzhar Kederacha Botzvim. He brings the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs, Reish Chabez, Reish Chav Gimel. So it sounds like, at first glance, the halavin will sixer, will sipser, enam isur malguf avodas ha'aretz. Sounds like the Rambam is saying it's only el elisum al peris shvius. These are lachas restricting the peris. Aser is naig kederach hakotzer. And therefore, it's only aser, it's aser below shinui. So the Rambam, and I'm talking about what you do afterwards. It's not shach to the maisa ksira, the ikar halav. Is also this naig be Paris. That's after them. Uumazos, the lavin al losizim al losizimor, sound like their lavin al etzim avodas hakarka va'ilan. Right? Okay. But then he says, Upizeh yishle, okay. Omnam, le'in k'tsira v'tsira, this is what I want. Milvad shenesar lasosim k'derach hakosim habotsim. Besides that, shehudim be Paris, k'mashin isbayer, Nesru gam melachos hatzira b'tzira mitzad avodas ha'ilan v'akarka. So the first thing is these halachos in terms of the peres, but these two dinim, the isek tzira b'tzira, is also mitzad melachos ha'karka. Kimashmaus divi harama b'perek aleph mishmita dim kotzer stam shelo l'shem achila, even if it's lohem mitzar v'lo dash b'bakar, over alav mishem etzma tzira d'havilav. The same diuk. Then here the order is the other way around. The first bedvar of David Salvechik. The ika beis gavni be isurik tzira betzira. Ha'echad mitzad din perishvius. Im coach the boat, Sakadarcha coach swim, but boat swim, but Shane, he meets Salabodas Ha'ilan. The Hamoker Lazare, Shigam Etzim Hamalacha, Shal Sira Sura, and not just Medin Perishvis. What's the Moker Rabbo say? Moy Kut and Davgim. Nechti, Zmira Bachal Zmira, Zvira, Bitsir Bachal Sira, Goma Hilchisa, Ahani told us Machaev, Achmino Machaev, Umucha, the more nothing she does, Miva Bitsira, Sumitan Etzim Maisa Malacha. Then he wants to, so that's what Torah is right, right? But now he goes a step further. Comes out. Ksir b'tziras is ma'asamach v'shnei en yonim. Mitzad din per shvius. Mitzad etzem avodas ha'ilan. Or the pashtas, you would think, nichru beis en yonim, belavin de lo siksa v'lo sivsa. Both in yonim are within these isurim of lo siksa v'lo sivsa. Am nam nir eloi mar, chidush like this. The MS, the lavin de lo six of lo sivsar lo nichal ella isa de perishvis, the isa of kederach hakotzvim vabotzvim, like the Rambam's mashma in Sefer Mitzvahs. That which is usher to be kotzer and to be botzer, based on avodas ha'ilan v'akarka, right? Even if it's shelo kederach hakotzvim, but it's for the sake of the ilan, it's mikoach the earlier pasuk, the other lavin, mikoach lo sizra v'lo sizmor. V'lo machmas go six of osipsa. Nafkamina, what hasra do you give? When a person is doing kitsira, shelo litzorech in other words, katsira for the sake of the ilan, not for the fruit, or katsira for the tru and not for the land, or for the avodah sa'ilan, avodah sa'aretz. What is the azhara? Is azhara lo siksor or is azhara lo sizra? And by kerem, is azhara lo sizmor or the halacha is lo sivsa? He's doing betzira for avodah sa'ilanis. The hasra has to be lo sizra. That's his chiddush. And the ma'isa b'tzira l'vodas ha'ilan, the hasra is mishum lo sizmor. V'raya l'zeh, the lashon of Rambam is melach aleph. The kol ha'osa melacha me'avodas ha'aretz o ha'ilanos b'shana zu bitel mitzvah sasei. Look at the lashon. V'avar alo sasei shenemar sadcho lo sizmor kamcho lo sizmor. If Ram is including Betzira, Betzira, why doesn't he mention in the first halacha, L'siksa V'Sivsa? Umuchach mizeh, that Al-Haksir V'Betzira, when you do it in Avodah Sa'aretz formulation, the Azhar, the Hasra, the violation will be on L'Sivsa, which I told this over to Mephani Maran, his father, his Kim Efshil Farish came, that we could say Pshalit. Now we want to take it. And end with the now. Ma'aser Shulman Zalman has a whole riches of Madani Arts. He's not so happy with this whole Indian that it should be all based on two different dinim. You could say Mitzira Mitzira. He tries to find a way that we can somehow mesh it together. He goes with the Darko. This is a whole simon here, simon Gimel. Nira Perak Beis. Simon Gimel Perek Beis. Nira da after me pashtos divya Rambam mashma the sover sheyesh beisur ketzir betzira shnei sugim aleph kederach hakotzim vavotzim and beis betzira labodes haaretz mikol makom nirni is daiti dulo mistaver kal lechade shita zu bedas Rambam mishum dechutz mize dulo matzino klal b'shum makom moker leze b'kashen ami matam lo zachas klal Rambam pirsha mishnayis b'seif ha-mitzvahs elas ha-suk ha-rishon. We noted, in there you only see the Sukkah Rishon. Suddenly tucked away, you have to find the other. So he's not so happy, so he tries to go his way. I found something very interesting, and this is turning it in the other direction. Rav Shaul Yisraeli is a Sefer Eretz Chemda, and he has a simon here. He discusses the Bira Tochen Yisra Melachis Mitzvah Aseh Shal Shvisa Sa'aretz. B'nagdim Levar Yisra Kartzeh B'Shvis, and he brings the Rambam. And he says, you see in the Rambam, Achin Rolam B'Rambam Sheish Od Sug Kartzeh U'Batzir Shechai B'Cholim Gam She'eno Derech HaKotzim V'Abotzim She'kem Yifurish B'Dvarim Kartzeh K'Derech HaKotzim K'ilo She'Kartzeh Ko Asadeh L'Avodah O She'Kartzeh Vodah Sa'aretz. And same thing by Betzira. He wants to say as follows, V'Nira B'Yir Shidus HaRambam, and he wants to say that really it's all one halacha. Everything is one halacha. The Issa Ketzir B'Tzira, even when you're doing it, La'avodah Sa'aretz, because really even the Issa of Zoreya and Zomer, it's all about Horaz Bailus. So we're merging it together in a not two dinin. Everything is all that. Lo ha-Ketzir B'Tzira hem ha-Asurim B'Shvis Ela havlatas ha-Bailus sheba al yadam. That's why they have T'nai of Hamad ha-Sakri Adricha B'Gas, which has nothing to do with Shvisa Sakarka, Ikru Havlatas Habayus. And therefore, it comes out that it's really ultimately one din. Even the Isurei Avodas Hakarka, this all goes back to the time of Shvisa that we discussed back last week. So instead of trying to make it mamish to dinim, you could try to merge it together in such a way that even the Isurei Avodas Hakarka are not so far removed from the Isur that we have in terms of the inyan of the iser of we're saying shul kederach kotsrim, it's all the same inyan. Kederach kotsrim and the avodas hakark are themselves one inyan. Okay, there's more to be to flesh out. What I didn't do with you is the rest of the Ramban there, which he discusses more about shamor and other details, some loose ends that we didn't do. But I wanted the ikar to really bring out this the how to really look at this pasuk of siach kitzircha usiksar and vidrecha usivsar. To remember the Shitas Harash on the one hand and Rabbeinu Tam on the other hand, and then the Rambam, the Mari Kukis, says that the Rambam holds that there's the same halacha is in all cases, that you need to mishana, But the Rambam doesn't seem to hold that Shomer is usher like Rabbeinu Tam. But then the inyan that comes out of that is that the Rambam tucks away that you can get Malkus if you do it not for Avodah Sa'ilon and Avodah Sa'aretz. The Shaila is, does the Rambam mean therefore a new gedder in the Issa Ketzira, not just the halacha of Kedar HaKotzvim, Shul Kedar HaKotzvim, but the Issa of Kedar HaKotzvim, but there's another Issa of Avodah Sa'aretz. And then it's similar to the other Isser, and it could be the Hasra is even the other, on the other Pasuk. Or is it really ultimately all one basic Yisod? Okay, good. 2 minutes.